Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, let's roll into hour number two, shall we?
All right.
We're going to talk Big 12 football here in about 20 minutes or so. K-State, I guess, opens with Oklahoma. Is that right?
I think that's right. KU's at Baylor, I believe, to wrap up the state of Kansas teams where they, let's see here, K-State at Oklahoma, Texas at Texas Tech, Iowa State at TCU, West Virginia at Oklahoma State, September 26th.
Okay.
Big 12 opening weekend right there. What was more impressive? Damian Lillard 61 to put the Trailblazers on the brink of a play-in game, or a losing goalie with 86 saves?
I mean,
85 saves. Sorry.
I mean,
and happening at virtually the same time. Damian, let's start with Lillard first. He's been on his head in the bubble.
Totally.
Absolutely. It was his third 60-point game of the season. I didn't realize that.
Right.
He and Wilt are the only players in NBA history with at least three 60-point games in one season.
Yeah, he's been totally torched in the bubble. That's for sure. He may get Portland into the playoffs.
And they got one game left. It's Thursday. Yeah. What's tomorrow? It's against the Nets. And if they win, they're in. Meaning the ninth seed would have to beat them twice in a play-in game to reach the playoffs. So that's how that works nowadays, if you're the eighth seed. It'll be the first play-in game to determine a playoff spot since 1956. Hmm. Lillard scored 51 on Sunday against the Sixers. So now he becomes the first Trailblazers player in history with back-to-back 50 burgers. He scored 112 points in the last two games. The sixth most by any player over any two-game span in the last 50 years, according to Elias, joining Harden, Kobe, and MJ in that stratosphere.
Well,
made all 18 of his free throws, too.
He's a baller, no question about it.
I wasn't sure if he was that good, but that answered that. And somebody who's not quite as good or quite as hot, but pretty close to it, Devin Booker from the Suns. They're still undefeated in the bubble. They're 7-0.
Yeah.
And they still might not make it thanks to the Trailblazers. Booker had 35 more yesterday. And he's already got 91 career 30-point games. He's passed Walter Davis for the most in Suns franchise history.
Hellacious player on a team that would promote those kind of numbers because he's got to pull the freight, but he's just an incredible player.
Yep.
Like watching him play. Really do. The Suns have been intriguing.
Yeah, they
have. I will give them credit. They've been intriguing. I saw them a couple of times during the pre-COVID part of the season, and I mean, they were a bad team.
Right.
But they don't look bad at all. And Booker's one of the big reasons, but
one of the things I was most interested in watching basketball in the bubble is simply how interested some of these teams would be. The ones that wouldn't be interested don't get invited. They didn't go. The really bad ones didn't go.
Sure.
And that was part of the intrigue that, okay, how bad do you want to, if this pertains to you, fight for the eighth spot? And, you know, who honestly I had my doubts in was the Trailblazers. Because didn't Damian Lillard way back when say, wasn't it him that,
yes.
I'm paraphrasing here, that I'm not really all that interested in, like, if we're not in it, I don't want to go, or I don't want to play. And this was a long time ago, This is months ago, when they were still kicking around the idea of what's an NBA season going to look like. But it seemed to me like he was pretty outspoken about being indifferent to going to the bubble. And now he's done what he's done and almost single-handedly going to drag the Trailblazers into the playoffs. So that was the biggest thing with me is interest level of these teams or players that were just kind of hanging by a thread. You know, Memphis, Portland, the Suns, the Spurs, that were kind of duking it out for eighth, but what kind of reward is that really? You know what I mean? You survive,
yeah,
you bust your butt for those last 10 or 12 games, and then what? You get the Lakers. But here we are, and we talked about it yesterday. Entertaining brand of basketball, I'll give them that.
Well, and I will say this. In the NBA, and I saw Damian Lillard do this with my own eyes last year in the playoffs. Remember, they reached the Western Finals last year. Trailblazers did. And so he has the capacity to be a total difference maker. And when you have a guy like that, that can score the way that he scores, you've got a chance to win games. Yeah, they're outmatched against the Lakers, yes. But they've still got a chance. When you've got a guy like when you've got Dame Lillard, you've got a chance to win a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about a 7-game series.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, the Lakers aren't undefeatable. I mean, they've got two monster stars, mega stars, and then Kyle Kuzma is a really nice piece. But the Lakers have some holes.
According to Kuzma, even Jesus couldn't guard him. So he's, according to himself, even better than a really nice piece.
Well, there you go.
He said
I do like
that.
Kyle Kuzma.
After that three-pointer against the Nuggets, he claimed even if Jesus was guarding him, he was going to take that shot. But
well, that was a really good play, too.
It was,
It was well-designed.
Okay, so at virtually the same time, on a different channel, and once I started seeing stuff on social media, I had to flip over and at least watch some of it. And I got to be honest, I gave the Lightning and Blue Jackets a longer look for more, I don't know, consecutive time spent watching than anything else for about 45 minutes last night.
Okay.
Game one of the first of their playoff series postponed a game that was supposed to be after them until 10 o'clock this morning. That's how long that game was. It lasted 5 overtimes, more than 6 hours. Lightning 3, Blue Jackets 2. Two teams combined for 151 shots, most by two teams in a single playoff game since that stat was tracked. So that's a 65-year-old record that they set. And the Lightning had 88 shots on goal, most by a team in a single playoff game since that stat had been tracked. The previous most was 76. So the Blue Jackets goalie, Junas Korpisalo, that's Korpisalo with a K, Turned away 85 of 88 shots, the most saves ever in a single playoff game, shattering the previous record by 12 saves. Kelly Rudy of the Islanders in 87 turned away 73 shots. And it was the fourth longest game in Stanley Cup playoff history. After a while, you just wanted it to go forever because you wanted to say you were watching history. And I guess in some ways I did.
Sure. I hear you. I that's almost a curse when you feel like that, too. It's kind of like sticking with an extra inning ball game that starts dragging into the night. Uh-huh. And it's kind of like, well, I can't not watch the end of this now because you never know how far it could go.
Right.
But, yeah, five overtimes. And when you're talking about a goalie making, think about how much you're being pelted if you're making 80-some saves.
I can't.
you feel bad for him, and usually if you have to make a lot of saves in a game, a whole lot of saves in a game, you can turn to your team and, hey, guys,
yeah,
little help here.
Yes.
But if you think
come on.
It's kind of a dubious honor when you save that many. That means your defensemen are allowing that many decent looks,
but
I guess.
Right. Not last night. If you actually think about how long five overtimes is, 88 shots isn't all that unreasonable.
No.
Yeah.
Just no, you're right.
In that amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So those overtime periods are 20 minutes, just as long as a regular period. Is that right, Jad?
No.
It's shorter, but not
is
by
it shorter?
A lot.
No,
yeah.
they go – I think they go in 5-minute segments or 10 minutes. I can't remember right now.
It's got to be at least 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Hockey person,
anyway.
Come to our rescue. How long?
I'm just looking to see if they changed it. It used to be 5. So
I think it's 5. And were they playing 3-on-3 or were they playing 5-on-5, Shane?
5-on-5.
Yeah, but so playoff hockey is different than regular season hockey because they play 3-on-3.
Right.
Well, they play 4-on-4 first, and then four, another one they play 3-on-3.
And then, 4-on-4, and then they go to 3-on-3. So they take players off the ice. But interesting.
In the Stanley Cup playoffs and in all tiebreaker games, overtime periods are played like regulation periods except for the golden goal rule. In an overtime period, the game ends when one team scores a goal. We knew that. Teams are at full strength. There is no shootout, and each overtime period is 20 minutes with full intermissions between overtime periods.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
So there you go.
So 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 160 minutes.
An extra hour and 40 minutes of playing time. Wow.
But to Jad's point, facing 88 shots in 160 minutes, I suppose in some ways that's not all that bad. It's just sheer volume of
– the time is worse than the amount of shots, really.
Right, standing out there for that long, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you also got to – side to side.
You also got to kind of feel bad for Vladislav Gavrikov. He was the guy who was – he took the second-to-last shot in the arm just below where the pads are going to protect you. And that
puck, I saw that, yeah.
That puck drops right from that right to the guy who scores the game winner who basically just one-times it from there.
Yeah. Yep.
But you've been out there for all that time. You basically sacrifice your body and get injured.
And you lost.
And then you lose. You give up that rebound.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Double indemnity.
Yeah, so that was a pretty intriguing overlap, and I guess I should have been kind of keeping track of that, but there was a lot going on at the same time, and Lillard 61 and a 5-overtime thriller in the Hubble in Canada was pretty much going on at the same time. So,
I'm going to go. I've got playoff hockey today at 3:30. And then I'm going to be paying attention to, and then that's going to dovetail right into Charlie Blackman. I don't watch the Rockies anymore. I just watch Charlie Blackman.
His ABs. Yeah, my Blackhawks didn't have much for the Las Vegas Knights yesterday. 4-1 losers.
I'll say this about them, though.
Okay.
The one they scored was a shorty. They got a shorthanded goal on them. That's always nice to see.
Boy, glass half full guy all of a sudden now. That
glass half full? How about a quarter full? Because they ended up giving up four more.
Yeah, they
I
did.
I mean, are you kidding me? Good God, Jad. I mean, you might just have to take your win against who'd you guys beat in the
Edmonton.
You beat Edmonton, and that may be your high water mark. You never know.
I'm already happy that they've even got to the playoffs. So
Vegas is pretty good.
Yeah.
Vegas is pretty good.
Vegas is a lot faster to everything than I saw from Edmonton. They get to the empty pucks. They get to the net. They get everywhere a lot faster. Oof.
And the Nuggets play again tonight. They play the Clippers at 8 o'clock. It's on ESPN. Any other games of note? We'll see if Fred plays. Toronto plays Philadelphia. That's on at 5:30. So we'll see if Joel Embiid comes back. He's got an ankle issue. And Ben Simmons, as we told you a couple days ago, done for the season. He had a procedure on his knee. We'll see how much, well, frankly, both teams care about this one, because I think Toronto is all locked up into the two seed. Can't advance, can't fall any further than the two.
But, you know, Shane, this time next week, we're going to be knee-deep into playoffs in two major sports, two major North American leagues,
yep,
the NBA and the NHL. And it's already – the vibe of it is already starting to kind of – it's growing. And I think it's going to be a hell of a next few weeks. I think it really is. I'm kind of excited to have playoff hoops, playoff hockey, baseball going on.
Mm-hmm.
It there are no excuses. You can be entertained at the very least.
Yeah. And you know, the word out of both bubbles is still airtight when it comes to,
right,
you know, negative tests. Although I don't know about this one. Did you see, and this was maybe shortly before we went on the air, Woj reported that once the playoffs starts in the NBA, players can allow guests and or family members inside the bubble as long as they have intimate knowledge of relationships with, you know, not just, I don't know how tightly they define how well you know somebody, but they are going to allow people to come into the bubble. I don't know why. I don't get why.
Yeah. Why?
Leave enough alone. We were doing so good on this. But
guests.
Yeah. Guests.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
We will see.
We'll see. But I know it's exciting at this point, and I've got to admit, the NHL and the NBA have done a pretty damn good job at this point. Both products look really good on television. They've done a good job on the sound effects and things of that nature. The quality of play has been pretty darn good. And so those are two wins. I'll get back to you on baseball. We're still kind of working through it. And football remains to be seen. What's happened to soccer too?
Are they done?
We were paying attention to it for a minute,
right?
And then they come back. They're done. I think in the. I think they're done now in the bubble, with their welcome back tournament. But now they go. Welcome back, Cotter.
We're back.
So now they go back. Now they go back to the to their home places and play. But I have, God, I mean, I live in a market where the MLS is played, and I still am not totally sure what they're doing with the rest of the season. So,
well, I don't
get back to you on that.
I don't feel all that bad for not being able to answer that question.
I hear you. I'm with you on that.
here are the guests that are allowed. According to Woj, player guests can quarantine in the team's market for 3 days, travel to Orlando, and then again for 4 days, or travel directly to Orlando and quarantine 7 days there, per league memo. Players will be allowed to bring in family and, quote, establish long-standing personal friends, unquote. So you got to at least know the person. This isn't social media friends. These are real friends. And there will be some quarantining along with this. So, okay, whatevs. We'll see if their streak stays intact even during the playoffs when you're allowed to bring guests and friends. Okay, let's talk to Drew Davison, shall we, from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. When we come back, we'll take a look and see what's happening in the Big 12. The football schedule is out, and we'll see if we have football a month and some change from now. September 26th is when the Big 12 schedule is supposed to go off, and apparently the Big 12 is going to join the SEC and the ACC, at least in wanting fall sports, particularly football. Drew Davison from Fort Worth Star-Telegram is coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.